This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's time for Cupcake Calls with the Morning Mess.
You are my honey bun sugar plum, humpy, humpy, humpy. You are my sweetie pie, pie.
Oh, you want to do that cupcake call? Do you? Oh, do you?
All right, Morning Mess. All in favor to help Sylvia get revenge on her man Daniel, say aye.
Aye!
Sylvia, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing okay. I'm a little peeved. I'm looking for some revenge.
You came to the right place. So what's going on with Daniel? What'd he do?
Okay, well, I was looking to go visit my parents in Flagstaff, and he was supposed to come with me. And, you know, I'm pretty close to my family, but I don't get to see them very much. So I was going to go take the drive up there. You know, we're going to take a weekend trip together. Took the day off, but he said he couldn't, you know, and he's going to drive up after work, and which is okay because, you know, we figured we'd have separate cars in case we wanted to do some separate stuff or whatever. No big deal.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, time came for us to go, and I was all set to go, and he FaceTimed me, and he was in a hospital bed, and, you know, he said he messed up his ankle really bad, and he couldn't go, and I felt really bad. I wanted him to go, and I understood.
Wait, you know, you were glossing over this real lightly. He got injured?
Yeah, well, I felt really bad. He said, the ear hurt his ankle. It wasn't broken or anything, but, you know, he said it was twisted really bad, and it was really swollen, and he seemed really, like, in a lot of pain. So, you know, I understood.
How did he get injured?
Well, he said that he was carrying some stuff down the stairs and fell down the stairs. You know, like, he missed, like, the last couple of stairs.
Damn. Okay.
Yikes.
Damn, well, Daniel.
It wasn't anything serious, but he didn't want to go for the weekend and not be able to get around and have to drive and all.
So what happened?
So while I was there, I saw on Daniel's friend Insta story that they had played some video games, you know, like, which is fine.
Mm-hmm.
And I caught them when they were won the game, and the guys were jumping around, and Daniel was jumping. No broken ankle, okay? He was in the video jumping around on the couch and
It wasn't a video game? It was him actually playing basketball?
No, it was a video game, but, you know, the ones that won the game, he didn't want them to win the game.
They were celebrating winning in the game.
But his team didn't win the game, so he was, like, mad and bouncing around on the couch.
He was throwing a tantrum?
Yeah.
So obviously there was nothing wrong with his ankle?
No.
He just didn't want to go.
And then the kicker was, so I'm...
He said the kicker.
So I was pissed off, and the next day he FaceTimed me and then pretended that he was still injured, and, you know, he had the FaceTime with the crutches, and then, like, the can't...
Shut up! Are you kidding?
Oh, my God, he was totally lying.
Oh, he was totally milking this, huh? He was trying to get you to, like, bring him things and take care of him, and he doesn't even have an injury?
No, and the crutches were, like, all beat up, too. They looked like somebody gave them to him.
Oh,
he found
them
in the trash.
Wow, how bad is your family that he doesn't want to spend the weekend with them?
Just gonna ask.
What? How bad is he? What is wrong with y'all?
Well, I wanted to know. Okay, Joey phrased it differently, but, like, has he met your family before?
Yeah, he's met my family.
Oh, they're boring.
They're, like, a bunch of hippies. You know, they're vegan. I'm vegetarian. I'm not vegan, but...
Yeah, I'm faking an injury.
Joey.
I'm faking
that's
an injury.
That's ridiculous. Mm-hmm. Just be honest.
Yeah.
He doesn't drive with them.
I understand why you're upset. Obviously, it's your family, but I think I would fake an injury if I don't want to spend my whole weekend with a family I don't really jive with.
You didn't want to go. He didn't have to lie. That's just messed up.
That's the thing, because I'm sure it's not just you that he's telling this to. I mean, obviously, your family was planning on seeing him for the weekend as well, so that's kind of messed up on both ends.
And I couldn't even tell my family. Like, I felt like I was lying to my family, too.
Yeah, you got to cover that up. You don't want to look like a fool.
No, don't admit that.
You can't tell them that yet.
Yeah.
Wait until you dump him. I mean, if you do.
No, I'm not going to dump him. I just want to make him feel really stupid.
All right. It could be worse. See, you could have saw him in video cheating on you. So this is just a lie. You just want to get revenge, not necessarily break up with him, right?
Yeah, I still feel like he was cheating on me with his friends.
Ooh. Oh, okay. All right. Well, there's that.
We're not going to tell you how you feel, girl, if that's how you feel.
All right. We'll catch up cheaters next hour. But right now,
okay.
All in favor of getting back, say aye.
Aye.
Carla, how many seconds are we going to give Miss Sylvia?
100.
100 seconds to convince and coax your man, Daniel, into baby talking to you live on the radio to embarrass him and to get back at him. Okay, Miss Sylvia?
Let's do it.
Do you guys baby talk in the relationship?
Sometimes.
Is it to get a little frisky?
Sometimes.
Oh.
You know, you got to warm up before I go on the flag stuff.
Oh, my God.
All right. So listen, coming up next, we need his number. We're going to get him back live on the radio, and we're just going to eavesdrop him embarrassing himself, okay?
Okay.
Hi, Miss Sylvia. Hold on. Ladies and gentlemen, it's that cupcake call up next with your morning mess. Morning mess here with a cupcake call. Listen, man, we spoke to Sylvia, upset at her man. His name is Daniel. She needs revenge. We're here to help her. I guess he faked an injury so he wouldn't have to go with her to see her family in Flagstaff. Well, Mr. Daniel got caught up on video. Sylvia, you there?
I'm here.
Now, the video you saw, was it like IG Live or Instagram or Snap?
It was an Insta story.
Insta story. And you caught your man who faked his ankle injury. I mean, he had the crutches and the whole nine. He went all out.
God.
So he wouldn't have to go to this trip with you to Flagstaff. On Insta story, you saw him and his boys playing video games and his team lost or something like that. And he was jumping up and down on that supposed bad ankle.
Yeah.
Ridiculous. So it's very obvious that he faked this because I know that you'd FaceTimed him afterwards and he was really trying to act up like he was hurt. But real quick, we asked like if he's met your family before. Does your family like Daniel too, or?
They do like him, but they're reserved. You know, like, I hate to say it, but they think they're better than everybody. And I know he knows that, but he has to kind of play nice with them.
Okay, so there is like a little bit of tension in the relationship. I still think that he should have been honest with you. He didn't have to fake it.
He definitely could have been honest about it.
Maybe he was just afraid he wasn't going to get any. You know what I mean?
What do you mean?
Well, maybe he shouldn't have gotten any.
What else is he being honest about? That's what makes him upset.
Well, this is your show, so listen, how many seconds we're giving her?
100.
100 seconds to convince and coax your man and Daniel into baby talking to you live on the radio. We're going to eavesdrop along with the Valley if you don't mind.
Okay.
And you guys do this, you say, in the relationship anyways.
We have.
All right, let's get right to it.
Hello?
Babe.
Hey, babe, what's going on?
I'm just feeling so sad. You know, like I'm just having a just a rough moment and thinking. I just feel so bad that I went away when you got hurt.
It's fine. I promised you I'm fine. It's going to be okay. Don't worry.
I mean, I feel really emotional right now. You know, I don't know if it's just because it's my time of the month. I just feel like the worst human being for not being there for you.
You don't need to feel sad. It's fine. Like I said, I'm fine. You had a good time.
I feel like I need you to tell me, you know, that, like, that kind of daddy voice that you say it in, you know, like, when you try to convince me and things are going to be okay.
Oh, God, no. I can't do that. My parents are home. I'm not doing that. I'll save that for
Come
when
on,
you get
home. Baby, please. It makes me feel better.
Okay. Just once. Okay?
It makes me feel better.
Fine. Does baby Sylvie need her daddy, huh? Is she feeling a little down in the dumps? His daddy's here. Daddy's gonna save the day. He's gonna huff and puff and blow all your little problems away. It'll make you feel much better for baby Sylvie.
No, it's making me feel a lot worse. I'm sorry.
I'm so sorry.
What was that?
Hello? Sounds like a perverted Eeyore.
Oh my God!
Hey.
Yeah, who is this?
Yeah, it's the Morning Mess on Live 101.5.
Oh my God.
Yeah, you're live on the radio right now, Daniel. You've just been cupcake called. You want to let him know why he's embarrassing himself?
Yeah, why did you do this?
Because you lied about your ankle. And you ditched me going to see my parents, and I took the day off, and we were supposed to have that time together, that drive together, and you stayed to play video games with your friends.
You ain't got nothing to say.
And then you lied the next day, and you sent me a video.
Oh,
I'm
doing crutches,
babe. Oh,
that part.
Tell him, girl.
What else you lying to me about?
Uh-oh. Turned into a staycation setup real quick.
I know. I'm nervous.
Who do you want to put on the reservation?
Oh, my gosh.
So, Mr. Eeyore, did you fake the injury not to spend the weekend at her family's in Flagstaff? Let's be honest.
I wasn't really feeling seeing her family. I didn't want to ruin their good time. So, yeah.
Your good time is what you didn't want to ruin.
Are you for real right now?
Totally real, and you owe me.
Okay, so I owe you after this little stud?
I feel good. How you feel?
I feel fine, Pooh Bear. I'm sorry.
Oh, my God.
Do you want to, like, do it later on?
Oh, my gosh.
How about some honey? Dripped on your tummy. I'm a dummy.
Stop! Oh, my gosh.
No, babe. Sylvia.
I can't tell if I like it or if it's awful.
Terrible!
This is great.
Ha ha. Ha,
I don't even know what to
say. Shut up, Joey!
I'm dying laughing.
Ha ha. Oh, poo.
Are you done?
I'm done, Daniel.
Okay.
Call you later. Bye, Daniel. Can everyone say goodbye to Daniel?
Bye, Daniel.
I hate you guys.
Cupcake calls.
This is really awkward.
Every weekday morning with the Morning Mess on Live 101.5.
I love you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.